Thursday the 12th of July, Rabbi Nossam Burstein. What can we take out of Bein HaMetzorim?
Good morning. Most of time is the Flamin of the Days. As a quote, a very famous quote, but the beginning is Hemshech of a Bryce, the Tanin Amahochi, the Tanin Yidach, Hashimir, Mengamlir, Oymer, Kolo Eichel, the Shoyse, the Tishabov, Kilo Eichel, the Shoyse, Yom Kippurim. That's how severe it is. Also, the Rabbono, the Raisa, the Kivo Oymer, Kolo Eichel, the Malacha, the Tishabov, in the Royal Sinu Baruch Haloylam, Chomo Oymer, Kolo Eichel, the Malacha, the Tishabov, the Einoy Misabel, Yushayim, they add on another point here. Ve'enu mitzabal Yerushalayim and Eroya v'simchoso. You will not be zoich, you will not see the joy of Yerushalayim. Shneimar simchu es Yerushalayim v'gilu bo kol hayaveo sisu ito moso es kol hamisablim oleh. Mikan omru, as it finishes off, from here Chazal derived, took out and said, kol hamisabal Yerushalayim zoiche v'eroya v'simchoso. He who mourns O Yerushalayim will merit to see in the happiness of Yerushalayim. She'eni mitzabal Yerushalayim, who does not mourn, will not see in the happiness of Yerushalayim. Okay, so the Marsho has two orders, two points he brings out in this Gemara. The Gemara quotes a pasuk: Simku es Yerushalayim v'gidabo kol hayaveo sisu ito moses kol hamisablim oleh. And that is mikan omru, as if there's, you know, taking out something which wouldn't be obvious in the pasuk. The chayyish states in the pasuk, sisu ito mosos kol hamisablim oleh. Wherever we misabel, we'll be capable, we'll be able to have sos and have simcha. So what we can omru, like something we wouldn't have seen, we would have overlooked it, and Chazal have to point it out for us. We can omru. That's the first order that Mashiach has, and he, on that he says that. It's not on the positive chelik, it's on the shlila, on the negative, the opposite. Because in the positive it only says, sisu ito motois, those who mourn will be zeich to see the joy and happiness of Yerushalayim. But who says those that don't mourn, don't feel that feeling, won't be zeich b'chalim to see nothing? That you wouldn't say on their own. Mikan omru that michal hein at shemei alav, if who in Misabel sees, because also yes, it goes that far, and the diuk is correct. Michal hein at shemei alav, that he who doesn't mourn will not see. That is the nekuda of what the Mashal zog on that nekuda. Then he has another nekuda. Why is it the stress here? If he sees in the simcha, he doesn't see in the simcha. What's the relevance of seeing or not seeing? It's will he be happy? We won't be happy. To see it, it'll be on stage and look, he'll be happy, he'll have personal satisfaction and happiness from it. So it says that Hainuach, a person sees the simcha, but an he also will be the simcha. Then Mashal says, but let's see if we can put some more, a bit more into that. So those two orders. One was Mikan Amru, and second, what's the hadgosha, the stress in the Chazal, roya or eino roya? It should be sameach, eino sameach. He himself is happy or not happy. So the ritva, there's a ritva on the, we'll see the next piece of the Gemara, which I think it doesn't say explicitly on this first half of the Gemara, but I think it does answer both of the Mashor's horrors on this Gemara. The Gemara goes weiter. So shall if we go is tanin hamochi or not, but here we are going to tanin hamochi. Kol ha'oichel basa v'shoyse yayim b'tishabav, he who eats meat or drinks wine on tishabav, so as Rashi says, doesn't mean on tishabav, means b'suda mafsik bo on erev tishabav. All of our kosuv oimer, to him the pasuk is referring and says that he have inoisem al atzmoisem. This sin is mamash on the bones. So what does it mean? What does that mean? It's the affairs on the bones, al atzmoisem, sticks to the bones. So again, Mashal says that it's severe, goes, you know, through flesh, goes all the way through, down, doch and doch, till it gets to the bone. The Ritva has a very interesting chiddush, he says here. We have the Loshen. V'tiya v'noisam l'atzmoisam pirush she'ein l'atzmoisav t'chiyo b'tchiyo sameisim ha'osad liyoiz v'binyam b'es amigdos l'oisam she'meisu b'golus v'chikilu yishuv. The Ritva is mechadish. There will be two tchiyos sameisim. There's a regular tchiyos sameisim which will be l'osad lovay b'keis hayomin, the day of judgment, Yom Adin HaGadol V'Hanora, when everyone will be judged, all the creations from Bria Sa'olam up to date, the whole the calculations and all the accounts, the big accounts will be made, then everyone will come with Tchias HaMeis. But before that, there will be another Tchias HaMeis, because before that Mashiach is going to come and the Beis HaMeis will be built before Yom HaGadol. And what will be with all those people, all those Chofetz Chaims and Gedolei Olam and all the stories you always heard that he was waiting with a suitcase waiting for Mashiach to come, and he wasn't Zeich, he passed on from this world, will he miss out on that great moment? He won't. Shteidon Chazal, there will be a Tchias HaMeis specifically for those people. Tchias HaMeis ma'otzi b'vimis v'samidus la'oysan sh'meisu b'golos v'chikilu Yeshua sh'aleim ome ha'kosu ashri ha'mechake v'yagi ha'liyomim. The Pasuk says worthy, happy is the person who waits and he will arrive, he will get to those days. What does it mean he will get to? In any case, even if he passed on, he's not physically in this world anymore, he'll get there in any case, because it will be Tchias HaMeis. It has nothing to do with Tchias HaMeis, not lovely. You'll have someone who won't wake up for the Bnei HaMikdash, but the Zecher will get up later for Yom HaDin HaGadol, and those people will get up ready then, I guess they'll, he doesn't say, he'll go back to sleep until that time comes, what they'll say, it'll be up till then, basically. But it'll be two Tchias HaMeis. And that's what the Ritva Zedayik, but Tia V'noisam al Atzmoisam, the passage referring to the bones, which is, the Aveir is on the bones, that those bones won't be Zedayik to get up, B'zman Beis HaMikdash. I think he doesn't say it as, you know, specifically, but I think that's very Meduik of the Zoy, that was Mikan Omru. I mean, this is a big Chiddush. Chazal went so far to say, Simchu is Yishlaim, Sisu Ito Moses Kol HaMitz Ablim Oleh. Chazal saying, it doesn't just mean in Shemayim, wherever that Neshama will be at the time when Binyan Beis HaMikdash will be Zoyfer. El Sisu Ito Moses, physically that person will merit to be there and to have the Sosin and the Simcha Kol HaMitz Ablim Oleh. So that's Mikan Omru, to give out the Chiddush. About it, something which was derived, which you wouldn't have said. And I think also it's very Meduyik Zoicha V'Roya B'Simchosa. Because obviously he would be happy. No, that doesn't stress the point. He could be happy. And Shemayim and Neshamas also could be happy. Has great Simcha. But Zoicha V'Roya, he sees with physical, with his fleshy eyes, he will see. That's what Chazal is saying. Zoicha V'Roya, not just the fact he'll be happy, but he'll be Zoicha to Fatiha Samazin to be able to see on that great day, the Meir of Yomein. I want to be able to say another Nekuda, which I think I once heard. We know that Divrei Chazal are very, very meduyik. Every word is precise, has a meaning. They took out from a pasuk here. Simchu es Yishlaim Megilu b'kol ha'yaveh, Sisu ito mosois, kol ha'mitzavim oleh. There's a lashon simcha in the pasuk, and there's a lashon sosim. They're not the same. Won't go into it. One is primi, chitzoni. There are different explanations, but they're not the same thing. So the pasuk says beginning simcha, and it says sosrei. Kolam sabala Yerushalayim. If we're taking it directly from the pasuk, the sosrei is says on avedu. It says sisu ito mosos kolam sabli maler. So if you would be medayik and to say it precisely, you should say kolam sabala Yerushalayim zoyche veroya besasayda Yerushalayim. Why is the stress on the Simcha? The Simcha says in the beginning of the pasuk, and it's not referring to the Mesablim. It is one thing, but nevertheless, L'choyah would be more meduyik to say, Kola Mesabal Yerushalayim, Zecher B'Sosayna. Why is the Hadgosha on the Simcha? The Kozhut to Magid, in the Sefer Avodah Yisrael, brings the shame, I think, the Rebbe, the Magid Mezrich, I think, I'm not so fluent in that, but I think that's who he means. Something very, and to me was a pella before I was there to have some understanding in it. He says as the pasuk says, Koroitfeo hisigur ben amator. So being the same, Medrash to Magid, a marshal, let's say, who is Zeich, who can go speak with the king? Who can have any contact with the king, come in contact with the king? It's only ministers, the people who work in the palace, you know, the special people over the Amcha, the masses, the Pshutayam. No one has access to see the king whenever he wants to, even when maybe it's a once in a lifetime. But when is there a possibility, a chance, an opportunity for every single person? You could see. You might even speak with the king. I must say personally, my son, not long ago, he had his jubilee, Mahavdu, but there was one venue where he went and he spoke to the queen. No? How is it possible? And the pshat is when the king is not in the palace, when the king is of the Vegan, yeah, he's on the way, traveling from place to place, so passerbys who are on the right spot, the right moment, they can have maybe a dialogue, can have, say a word to the king. It's possible. The Boy Mishlaim is not in the palace. He's roaming. He's in exile, going from place to place. He doesn't have a mokim, a place where he settle down. That's the Ben Amitzorim every year, Mishchadish. He's under the Chubonis. So the Kol Yitzvah, so we understand past this, that all the enemies who were chasing Klal Yisrael caught up with them in this tragic time. Or be said in the Magid Faket, Kol Roidet Ko, Yisrael Ben Amitzorim. Anyone who is chasing after the Ribbono Shel Olam, wants to have a certain, have a relationship, wants to get closer, this is the time. Ben Amitzorim, Kol Roidet Ko, Yisrael Ben Amitzorim. That's the Shoinus. I mean, if we would pick out, try to pick out the time, is the best time, you know, or a prime time, or a good time, present ourselves to the Baruch Hashem and try to, you know, get a good connection. I would think this, no one would, from our mind, wouldn't think this is the time, this is the right time and place to do it. I mean, you all, you know, works for a boss, it doesn't work for a boss, but if your boss is in a bad mood, I don't think it's the right time to try to, you know, chat with him and, you have to go away for a few days, you know, and you have to find him in a good mood that he shouldn't blow his top. I don't think if an equivalent time where he's really upset is he just his house got flooded and he's that's not the right time. So what does this mean, that this is the time that we can come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam? I mean, no, this is made din. I mean, not din, but all the tragedies of Klal Yisrael, and we have to be careful not to do this and not to go here and not to do that and not to let Lord Hakisa Talmidim, all even Allah is brought down. This is a time of stress, a time of where Tavyok the Ribbono Shel Olam is depressed, is in Avelis, he's in, I don't know how to say that, but in a bad mood. This is the time you have to come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. How do we understand? I don't remember when I had this kasha, when I saw this, going back many, many years. A few years ago, I found a solution. I was at a shiva. This is the time of mourning. I was at a shiva. I was a young man. I was in the 50s. And one of his youngest son went to a lot of Torahs himself. He was there at the shiva. In his 20s, his boy was. He's sitting there and someone walks in. He never met him in his life, this person. This Yosem never met this person. He sat down. This happens to be in the last few months of the Nifter's life. He used to visit him in the hospital. He took him from the hospital, brought him to the hospital. Had a certain, you know, relationship with him. And as they were talking, I was a bystander, just looking. And I saw something very interesting. This boy wanted to hear every word. He was interested. Every word he said, yeah, and how did you do this? How did you do that? When was it? And it was thinking about like a half an hour, and this person had to go, and he took his telephone number. He says, please come back, and I want to speak to you. I want to meet with you. You know, something happened here. You know, something, connection was made here within a very, very short time with someone he never knew in his life, never met before. And at this meeting, something was, you know, fused together here. That was the first one day. I'm going to be the next day too. I was sitting and someone walks in and he brings in the derech in the bais and avelim, and you know, cooking, you know, their bais are very occupied, so people bring food for not for them, but someone walked in with a gigantic platter. It was like cold cuts and a meat slice. It was a beautiful arrangement, really. Some restaurant is known for, you know, his high class presentations. He brought it in. While we were sitting, we were talking, all of a sudden he saw it. You can see, you know, tightened up, and looks at it and says, and gets up, and Imamish was furious. He says, what does he think this is here? This is a Sheva Brachis. This is a Chasana. What is this, Lachmonis? Is it Purim? Throw him out of here. Furious. Blew his top. I say, I was looking on the side, and it clicked something by me. These two things together. What happened here? Get to the mind of this person. When a person is aveda, when a person is depressed, when a person is down, he's stressed, he's in a very unstable condition. Emotionally. His algoshes, you know. And we find two things that can happen at the same time. If a person comes and he shows it through, he tunes in to the mood that this person is in. And he comes in, and we know we all can make mistakes. But some people, they know, they come into Beis Aveilim, and they think it's their job. You know, they're so sad, we got to cheer them up a bit. They come in, you know, and they try to make it a big labor there. With such a stupidity. That's not what they need to be cheered up. They need to come to Shiva the Pshatis when this morning. You should tune in. Shtotas to the matter of that person. You don't have to talk. You have no responsibility. You're not responsible on him. Your avoider now is to sit there. If he wants to speak to you, you listen. If he wants your advice, you can give it. I mean, if he wants to, if he asks you something, you're there as a passive. You have to listen, to accept, to be with him, to tune in exactly in his mood. That's what it is. If you do that, since he's in such a stress, he's dependent, he needs, if you do listen to him, if you tune in to his channel, and you're with him, you're with him at his time of need, that is, then a friendship can be forged. Then the relationship can happen there, with sometimes it can take weeks and weeks and weeks to happen, maybe years, to come together in such intensity. But if it's in that time of his, you know, when he's depressed and stressed, that can cause a relation which Nafsai has to have in other instances of him. It is Gisa. The person walks in and he's insensitive. He doesn't show feeling. He thinks it's his responsibility just to make him baby dick. But that is trying to cheer up the enemy. He just can't walk into a shiva in a gloomy mood. He just can't stand it. It's, you know what the girl is. He just doesn't like it. He feels, let's get over it, get out of here, let's go weiter. That is a disaster. You've done nothing, no te'elif, nothing, just the opposite. You're mechalo, that person's algoshes, you abuse them, and they'll hate you for it. Definitely not, we won't appreciate. That's what I saw in this amount. The Ma'ezer state in Chazal, we have the whole, all the Gemaras of the Chazalim, all the Hanogas, all the Halochas of these 3 weeks, and going on into 9 days, and Shavuot Shachalbay, and Tishbol itself. It's in our way. You see, nowadays, Kav Yochel, the Rebbeinu Shleilam, is in mourning. Whatever Madreig it is, the Shiva, the Shloshim, you can't come in. Up the door, a matzav from Avelius. Kav Yochel, the Rebbeinu Shleilam, is unstable. Kav Yochel. But that's what Chazal teachers want us to feel. The Rebbeinu Shleilam, Kav Yochel, is unstable. He's not in his house. He's not in the Beit HaMikdash. He's not in the place where he would love to be. He doesn't have his children. You know, the social services have taken away his children, sent them to the four corners of the earth. Can you imagine? He doesn't have a home where to live. He's running from place to place. He's suffering. That's what it is. That's what all the lochas. That's all the lochas are there for. Not to make us suffer. It's to put us in the frame. The frame of mind. The framework is there to put us in the frame of mind that we should understand what's going on here. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is b'tzar. Shechem to be delusive is a tzar. We're not capable of all around and taking chatzoyis like the greatest tzaddikim to feel. Oh, but this is the time, the 3 weeks, we're supposed to feel with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. What happened? I'll speak for myself. You can all listen. We know. When is this going to end? When can I do this? When can I do that? It's the first, only time of year that we're waiting for that chasna. Usually all year round, another chasna, Eigevald. Now we wish, what a shame is no chasna tonight. You just, this gloomy attitude, you can't handle it. It's too much for us. It's, Chodesh of Tisha B'Av, I mean, sometimes you see, it's not lochis. You know, let's say shalom, you're not allowed to really speak, no joke. People can't handle it. People just, it's too much for them. Rav Shach used to say, people, he says, no one ever asked a shayla of a rav, never. I don't think, maybe I'm wrong, but he used to say, never did someone ask a shayla when a lady is sitting shiva for a mother or father, ever, can I please, is it shayet for me to take a shower? Is there any heter where I maybe can take a shower? No shayla is asking such a thing. Because a person, the Matthias is, and a person is, has those feelings, he has no interest to take a shower. He's no interest. That's not in his mind. Forget. That's matzav is in. That's what gives him the floor. That's what heals his wound. It's sitting in that matzav. And people coming and joining him in, just sitting there and mourning. So sorry, that this idea is what how I touch up. I think that's what the Kurdish market means. Avada, it's called a dangerous time. It's a difficult time. The Boyim Shalim is not in the best of a mood, he may say. So if a person comes, right, he's coming into the 3 weeks, we live in the 3 weeks, and we're standing for the Rabbanu Shalom, and we feel with the Rabbanu Shalom, we're sensitive, and the fact is, what I look like. But we understand the significance of it all. The Rabbanu Shalom is suffering, the Rabbanu Shalom doesn't have a house. Could you imagine someone lives in a house and it's burnt down, and we, like you said, his children were taken away? What suffering is going through Tav Yochol? If we're sensitive and we feel with and we find meaning in what's going in our lochas, it's not a lochas, dry a lochas to do it and I gotta do this, do that. It's not the point. The point is that to take our feelings with it. The reason our lochas are there is because a person who feels such emotions of depression, of stress, of mourning, that's automatically what he would do. So if he would have the feelings, he wouldn't feel the difficulties of this man. It's feeling with the Rabbanu Shalom. Is it so much to ask for a few weeks of a year to stop and think a bit of the Rabbanu Shalom and what the matzav is, what the matzav of Tali Sol, the Torahs, and everything that's going on? If we do that, the Rabbanu Shalom Kadokhla is Machi Toiva. He appreciates it. We come into the Rabbanu Shalom and we sit down and we listen to the Rabbanu Shalom has to tell us, what Chazal tell us, what the Rabbanu Shalom Kadokhla is feeling, and we listen and we are sensitive and we feel with the Rabbanu Shalom. It causes such an outpour of Ahava for the Rebbeinu Shalom to us. It causes such an emotional connection, a relationship with Taka Yitzchimat Matshayach in any other time to get to. That's what he means. If the Rebbeinu Shalom is in Golis, he's going from place to place, you can give him a hand. You can help him out. Imagine the queen doesn't, she gets lost. The GPS broke down, and she's in a place she doesn't know where to go. And some small kid says, you know where, go this way, go that way. Famous story of with Rothschild, when the Grand Prince, whatever his name was in the ghetto, and he took him around. Years later, it's not Gatoiva. What's his? Because a person, when he's in that time of need, and someone helps him out, someone's sensitive, someone listens to him, that is Moilu Dahavo. That's what you could be Zayish in this time. Well, Chas V'Sholem, I got the other side away. If not, then of course, that's what happens. A few weeks ago, I was in Eretz Yisrael. I was visiting one of my sons in yeshiva. A bachur in yeshiva came over to me and says, can I ask you a question? Go ahead, I don't have much time, but he says like this. He says, I feel such feelings of gratitude, of course, I tell you to the Rabbi Nishalaya. But I don't know how to express it. What am I supposed to do? How can I, express it? What can I do to show the Rabbi Nishalaya how much I thank him, and I'm grateful to him for what he does for me. So on the tip of my tongue, I was about to say, on the cash is that, took it to Zimra. I said, yeah, well, all that davening is Hoy de la Shem ki toi, ki lo yom chazoi. All the, actually, Hoy de la Shem ha koil, Pseach Shidecho. we're lacking places where we can express to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam how we love him, how we're thankful for him. I know that I was about to tell him. Baruch Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave me the seichel to stop for a second and think. And I mean, afterwards, I think what went through my mind was, I mean, what was his problem? What kind of cash is that? Do we have a problem finding ways to thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? What's the problem? And I guess he didn't realize it for whatever reason it is. So I told him was, you know, when you appreciate someone, when you have gratitude to someone, a close type, give them a present. Give them a present. So he looks at me and says, present? How can I give the bunch of a present? How can I give the bunch of a present? Why not? Somebody I saw right away outside, I saw Mr. Shishon, and he says, hey, look, I'll show you something. Zomer Nachdom, he says the Vayit and Chassidus again. Ho'avo. He talks about Chalkei HaShemus HaVoido. She'en Nikbev Leiva Odom Avo Eilu Vizborach. It should be established in the heart of a person, the Avo, to Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Ache Tisoyle Nafshoi, Lassoi Nachas Ruach Lefonov. So his nefesh, his soul will awaken that he wants to do, make the Rebbeinu Shel Olam happy. K'mo Shelibe Bitzoyle Lassoi Nachas Ruach Le'ovi V'Le'imoi. That's all. That's all it's always down to. You love your parents. Sometimes says you want to do something. It's your father's birthday, mom's birthday, anniversary, whatever occasion is. Everyone feels that something. He wants to give something to his parents. He goes up to someone, buys him a present. Stop it. You appreciate it. You grant the bunch of them, go give a present. But stay there. That's the most of the song brings. How do we do that? Say, okay. Now the Shreya. Says, next time you go to Seder, right? You're going to first half an hour, you won't talk, you're going to learn, and you're going to say the bunch of this, I'm giving you a present. Tomorrow you come to davening, not the whole davening, take one shtickle of davening, and have kavon and say the bunch of this is to make you nachas, with this I'm bringing you a present. Oh, it was always from Kevin. Thank you very much. My son told me later that this book, I'm telling you, I asked many, many people, Mashgichim, Mashivas, no, and no one gave me such an answer. I never got an answer to my query. This is the test. And I told him, you know why? Because that's what everyone answered him. You have Tzuki de Zimra, you have Shmona Esra, you have this. That's not what he's asking for. The problem was, he didn't have that feeling that bring those, the idea sikhliya is vashavay from lavecha. It's pushes. We have to feel mitzvah to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. If we just can't do the halachis by, as a robot and doing it. You have to put that feeling. If we put in the feeling, and this is for the 3 weeks, especially in the 3 weeks, but all year round we have less of a problem. Simchan Yom Tov, we have less of a problem. Yeah, happy we you know, we don't need, we can get on ourselves. But it's not true. The same avelis we have now in the 3 weeks is feeling with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, expressing our love and how grateful we are to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in 3 weeks is the same simcha we have to have in Yom Tovim, and every davening we do, every morning we wake up. It's putting meaning into the everyday actions we do every day. It's the feeling. We have a relationship, a very close and intimate relationship with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I think if we're mechazik that kesher, if we're mechazik, we concentrate on thinking those feelings that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is needs our help now. He poshet kishloi. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam needs our help by listening to him and feeling with him. We'll find it so much easier. For all those things that, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't do that. Just, I have to get off. Maybe I'm not to do this. Maybe I'm. It won't even enter our mind, some of these shaydes. That's a shame that we can be zoicher. So I just want to finish off. So I think that's maybe merumes in the pasuk here, because it's not just tamas abul shanzer b'sasoina. Because the Chazal wanted it to be connected to the beginning of the pasuk. How can we come to such a madrega? You know how? Simchu es yishulayim v'gilubo kol oy haver. Don't forget the beginning of the pasuk. You want to know how it shines even misabul yishulayim even so many years later? It's kol oy haver. Only if we machazek the ava in a practical, mamish practically, think about it, concentrate on that. So Chazal knows soifu b'tchilosoi. Not only yizeket the sosoi, but it's the secret of it is it's kol ayavel. What kol ayavel? Simchas Yerushalayim. Kol amasabu Yerushalayim. Zeichu Yerushalayim. Simchas Yerushalayim. Amen.